Welcome everyone. Continue with Shmir Saloshin. Shar Tvun Per Ches and Shem 183. I want to begin first with a bracha to everyone listening to the Shurim. The mere fact that you are listening to the Shir, you're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to be Shomer Pivul Shoinai. You want to guard yourself from speaking Lashon Hara, from hearing Lashon Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should repay you for your efforts. And just listen to the Shir alone with tremendous bracha and atzlacha. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Ach mishu roitze shakodish baruchu gimchaloi afil abshav. A person who wants to earn the forgiveness from Hashem for his rebellious acts of averus, his pshoim, which means he did it intentionally. How can a person earn the forgiveness from Hashem? Says the Chofetz Chaim, Yizor gam kein kishu lo yakbid klal afilu yoidea bevadei she'osa chaver negdoi b'mered v'mal. Mida kinegan mida. You want to know how you can arouse the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive you for your averus? Don't be makbid on other people when they did things wrong to you, even if they did them intentionally. Lo yakbid klal afilu yodea bevadai she'osa chaveri negdoi b'mered uvemal. Even though the person might have done it with malice and treachery, we should still forgive the person. You'll ask, how could I forgive the person? He intentionally did this rishus. He intentionally sent out that email to the whole entire office to make me look horrific. I could have lost my job because of this. So then we have to ask ourselves the question. Have we done anything ever wrong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not that Hashem needs us. Most probably the answer might be yes. And to that, the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us how Hashem runs the world. And the way Hashem runs the world is that if we are Meichel and we forgive and move on, then Hashem says, I mavi al kol pshov, I take away. You forgive, I forgive. Shezen nikra pesha, because this is called pesha. Back into the Chofetz Chaim, k'ma'amorim shoyim elu hamordim. Pshoim, says the Gemara in Yumud Daf Lamed Vavim et Beis, a pesha is that which a person does when he's rebelling against Hashem. And that's what Chazal are coming to bring to our attention. Lemi noisi avoin. Who is this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pardons and forgives? What type of avera? Shoigeg? Person did it by mistake? Now, you could do a really lot of bad things by mistake. Person could keep a hot cup of coffee at the edge of the table, and the next person that comes and sits down, the whole thing falls on him. He could scald himself, burn himself, chas v'shalom. It was a mistake. He never meant to do it. But that's not what we're talking about over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lemi Naisi Avoin, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to forgive? What type of Naveira? The Pesha, the rebellious Aveira. The Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichel Aloy Afilo Apshoiv. Kemashikosov Ma'avirin Loy Alkol Pishov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the person for not doing the mitzvahs, for violating the averus, for transgressing the lois asay. But not at a cost of noisy ovoin. The reason why the pasuk uses the word noisy ovoin, mishum seider midoise shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kachoshiv Shuhu noisei avoin the gam oivral pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisy the Avoy. These are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are, if I may say, aroused by us when we act with others to be noisy Avoyin. When we are the noisy Avoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisy Avoyin. V'oiver apesha, and then pardons even the pesha, even that which was done intentionally to be rebellious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisy Avoyin. So what are we teaching us here? What's the Chavos Chaim teaching us? It's all up to us. We want to bring the bracha to ourselves. That's why we know that we have that opportunity. As they say, the ball's in your court. We can forgive that person and arouse the midas toivos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away our averus. And Hashem takes away our averus, then the brachas can come pouring down.